I want to bring in Vicky now, who's given up something that a lot of people would like to give up, including me, actually, Vicky. All right.
Hi.
Right. So you've given up social media.
I have indeed.
Right. Okay. Were you obsessive on it at all?
I did. I work from home.
Right.
And I do social media for a few of my clients. So I was spending, I found I was losing hours on my news feed rather than sorting out my clients' pages. I was wasting hours at a time looking at lolcats and family dramas and, you know, all the rubbish that's on there that you just scroll through. And then you get to a point where you think, I've been doing this for an hour and I've not seen anything I actually wanted to see.
You know, I knew I was going to talk to you tonight. And before I came on air, I just actually went through my day. And I realise, and I realise this actually in the last couple of days, how much time that I am wasting on social media. Because I don't have to get up in the morning and go to work first thing, because of obviously I'm working at night time. My days are a little bit different, so I will get up in the morning and have my bowl of porridge and sit there, and you'll pick up your mobile and you'll start looking at your apps and all the rest of it, and you go on social media. And before you know it, you've sat there for an hour and a half, and you think, hang on a minute, what the heck am I doing? I mean, part of it is for my job. So you go on the apps and you look at what the news is and you see what the newspapers are doing and you look at the BBC website and all the rest of it. So part of it is work, but you get a bit waylaid and you start looking at stuff that other people are, you know, putting pictures of their breakfast on there, their kids on there. It's like, I don't want to see another picture of your child.
Exactly. You just see like hundreds and hundreds of things and people will post the same picture and it's just, and photos of kids that went missing 6 years ago and were found the next day, but we're still reposting the picture.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, for goodness sake. And I just thought, it came to a point and a friend of mine texted me on Monday and said, you know, I'm giving up social media for Lent and I think you should as well. And I just went, what? You're joking. Don't be so ridiculous. And then I thought about it and thought, actually, you know, that'd probably give me a few extra hours per day.
Right, okay then. So it's been day one today, has it?
Yes.
Right. And have you done?
I've been okay. I realised that actually I don't know what I used the internet before, you know, what I used it for before. I came downstairs this morning, switched the laptop on.
Yeah.
I sort of checked my email and then there was nothing else to do. And I was sort of just looking at it thinking, I usually sit here for quite a while and I've finished what I was doing and okay.
Suddenly you have all these extra hours in your day.
Yeah, it's that, really strange.
That were filled with just wasting time, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you also feel, or have you felt, I suppose is the question, that you've missed out on anything today?
I do feel a bit like, I mean, I've got a friend that's expecting a baby within the next few days and things like that. And there are people that genuinely, you know, I do try to connect with them through social media.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for the last 2 days, every single status I've put up has been saying, you know, I'm not going to be here as of Tuesday, you know, and I've exchanged phone numbers with a lot of people and given out my email address. So I kind of think, well, if she has the baby, she'll probably text me at some point. I don't need to know the minute it happens, you know, like, I can wait. Well, it's not going to end.
And have you felt today, have you felt empty?
I think today's been easy for me, purely right. Because my daughter had the day off nursery.
Yeah.
So when we have a day off together, I try and avoid spending too much time at the computer anyway.
Yeah.
So we're doing things. So tomorrow is a day that I would normally spend at the computer,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to have to go onto social media to update my clients' pages.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be a case of just don't look at my page, don't look at my page, don't think about Twitter,
right.
Don't kind of just get in and out as quickly as possible, then close the tab down.
And do you think you'll succeed?
Well, I think now I've been on the radio about it and I've blogged about it, I've got no choice.
It's true, actually, because I went on a detox last year, and the only thing that I knew was going to get me through it was actually talking about it on the radio. Because once you've committed yourself and you've kind of said your bit, you think, well, I've said it now, so I've got to do it. And it's when those weak moments come along, those are the moments when you think, well, I have talked about it on the radio, so I have to be honest to myself here. So it's a positive thing actually coming on the radio to talk about it, isn't it?
Definitely.
So What are you going to spend the extra time doing? Are you going to put that time to doing anything else? Have you thought, well, the hours that I spent wasting time, are you now going to think, well, we'll do something else with those hours?
Gosh, I hope so. I have to confess, today my daughter had a two-hour nap,
right,
and I spent that time watching a DVD box set thinking, gosh, I should do something constructive with this.
But you wouldn't have. But hang on a minute. You wouldn't have done that anyway, would you? You were filling your time with that because you weren't wasting time on other stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't have normally done that. I'm going to try and write a book and actually get more work done.
Right. Okay.
Which is a bit ambitious, but you know.
Yeah. You see, I'm going on a holiday tomorrow, right? When I go on holiday. Because it's out of this country, so you suddenly, unless you get Wi-Fi or something somewhere, you can't use social networking or whatever, which I think is great. I think it's really good, and I'm really looking forward to that because I don't particularly want to know about everything that's going on. If I do, I'll make a point of actually finding it out. I'm like you, and I think it's probably because I'm in the media as well. You tend to be knowing what's going on, don't you? We've got into that situation now where we feel as if we don't know the minute it's happened, we're left out.
Yeah, you feel a bit like, gosh, you know, what's happened? I might have missed something. And in reality, all you've missed is, you know, a couple of people you barely know having a fight over something you don't care about and a picture of a cat in a basket or something, you know. There's never anything that's really important usually isn't mentioned on Facebook before somebody's texted you about it or called you.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a very interesting point, isn't it? Actually calling and actually talking to somebody, because we've lost the art of that as well, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. I think we use Facebook as a kind of way of kind of telling ourselves, oh, yeah, you know, I'm in contact with that person. I'm sociable with that person. I'm friends with that person. Actually, if you look at it, you've maybe liked a couple of their statuses. They've commented on yours. You know, you've not actually got off your bum and gone and visited that person for some time. Mm-hmm. I think Facebook makes it easy for us to do that all from the comfort of our own sofas rather than go out and actually be sociable. And I don't think it's actually very good for us generally as a society.
I think you're right. Tell me about your blog, because you've got an interesting blog.
Oh, thank you. It's Single Mother Ahoy. I have a two-year-old daughter, almost two-year-old daughter, and I blog about our lives together and the things that go on.
Okay, and the blog today has been about you giving up social media, yes?
Yes.
Right, and you've written about it. You've now talked on the radio about it, so it has to happen, doesn't it, Vicky?
It has to, because if I suddenly decide I'm going to go on Facebook or Twitter, literally 100, 200 people will just go, nah, you couldn't do it.
That's brilliant. Well, good luck with that, Vicky, and we'll try and catch up with you in a few weeks to find out exactly how you did do, all right?
Lovely, okay.
Take care.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's Late Night Graham Torrington on the BBC across the Midlands. So, first day of Lent then for you and I today. Lots of people do give up stuff for Lent. What have you given up? Or what are you trying to give up? And let's just forget Lent for a second. Maybe you've decided you want to give up something anyway, something that can enhance your life, that actually you don't need in your life anymore. What is it you've given up? Share that story right now on Late Night Graham Torrington, 03453 00956. You can text me, 81333, start your text with GT, and emails to gt@bbc.co.uk.
Big talk into the small hours. Late Night Graham Torrington
on BBC WM 95.6.